today we learned brachas daf lamed gimel. We left off in the bottom of lamed beis amid beis, where we're discussing the line in the Mishnah that afilu amelech shol b'shloma lo yoshivenu, that if you're in the middle of davening and a king greets you, you're not supposed to respond to the king. So the Gemara tells us that that's if it's a Jewish king, but if it's a non-Jewish king, so if you have time to shorten up your Shemona Esrei, you should finish up in an abridged version of Shemona Esrei. But if you don't have time to shorten up your Shemona Esrei, then you should stop in the middle of Shemona Esrei to greet the non-Jewish king, because otherwise sekhonos nefashos. The Gemara then tells the story of a chassid echad along these same lines who was greeted by a sar, but he was in the middle of Shemona Esrei and he didn't respond, and the sar was ready to kill him, but he said, let me explain myself. And he said, if you were in the middle of talking to the king and one of your friends came over to you and said hello, you obviously would pay no attention to your friend. So I'm talking to the Melech Malchei Hamelachim. You have to understand, you're simply not on that level. And the Tsar was okay with that explanation, and he let him live. The Gemara then discusses the next line in the Mishnah, Afilu Nachush Karach Halakeva Lo Yafsik, that even if one has a snake wrapped around their heel, they still shouldn't stop in the middle of Shemona Esrei. The Gemara says that a Nachash is generally not dangerous. It's only dangerous if you fall on a Nachash. When you fall on it and you agitate it, then it's dangerous. As opposed to an akrav, which is dangerous all the time, and therefore if it's anywhere in your vicinity, you should run away even in the middle of Shemona Esrei. And similarly, oxen, if it's a shor, is a shor muad, anywhere that you could even see it, you better get out of the way. And if it's a shor tam, somewhere within 50 amos, you have to get out of the way. The Gemara says lions aren't always dangerous. Lions are only assumed to definitively kill a person if they're hungry. But if they're not hungry, we assume that if a person falls in a gavar rayos, that he's not necessarily dead. If we didn't see what the end of the story was, we don't necessarily have to assume that he died. So along those lines, the Gemara tells a story about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, that there was a wild animal that was some sort of cross between a snake and a frog that was running around, that was slithering around, killing people in the neighborhood. And Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa said, let me see the hole. And he found the hole where it lives, and he put his heel right on top of the hole. The thing came up and bit him, and the thing died, and Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa survived. And the Gemara said, you see that it's not the arud that kills you, it's not the animal that kills you, it's the chet that kills a person. Woe unto a person who runs into an arud, but woe unto the arud that has to meet up with Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Then the Mishnah in the middle of Lamed Gimel Rav tells us about all the Hosafos that we add in to Shemona Esrei on occasion. So Mashafa Ruach we add in during the bracha of Tchias HaMesim, because it's Shkulat Tchias HaMesim. It's important, as important to have rain as it is to have Tchias HaMesim. The Saint Talamatar we add in the Birchas Hashanim because it relates to Parnassa, so they both relate to Parnassa. And Havdalah is a three-way Machlokas. Tanakama says we add in the bracha of Chanina Das, like we do, two days in the Gemara. Why? Either because it's Chachma, and Chorin Das is Chachma, is Das, and you need Das, you need Chachma in order to be able to be Mavdil between Kodesh and Chol, or because we're declaring through that bracha that now is a weekday, so we do it in the first bracha that's unique to a weekday, after we finish the first three brachas of Shemona Esrei. The other two opinions are Rabbi Akiva, who says that you say Havdalah is its own separate bracha, a 19th or 20th bracha of Shemona Esrei, and Rabbi Lazar says you say it during the Hoda'ah, during the bracha of Hoda'ah. Now the Gemara says that there are three things, Das, Mikdash, and Nekama, that are very, very important, that are really gadol, they're very critical points, and it's highlighted by the fact that they're sandwiched by the Shem Hashem. In various psukim, these ideas are sandwiched by the Shem Hashem. Even Nekama, in its right rightful place, could be something that's very good and very important. The Gemara then tells us how Havdalah, the Takan of Havdalah, came about. Originally, the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah were misakin to do Havdalah only in Tefillah. Then people got a little wealthier, kavua al kos. They said you should do it with a kos of yayin. Then people got poorer again, so they went back to doing it b'tefillah. They said you should try to do both, try to do Havdalah b'tefillah and Havdalah al kos. But there's a day at the bottom of the Yom of the Gemara that it's not a good idea to do both. And once you do Havdalah b'tefillah, then saying Havdalah al kos is a brach shein etzricha. That could be a violation of lo sisa. So then the Amud ends with ta bezu bezu chozel rosh, that if a person mistakenly misses Havdalah both times, in tefillah and al kos, so then he has to repeat Shemona Esrei. If you just miss it in Shemona Esrei, so you'll catch it with Havdalah al kos. You miss it in both, then you have to repeat Shemona Esrei also. The Gemara says, l'maskana, what we do is we do both, even though we're not worried about the Brach Shein Tzricha issue. We do Havdalah b'tfilah and Havdalah al kos because we do that by Kiddush also. By Kiddush we're Mekadish b'tfilah, and then we're Mekadish again al kos. The Gemara tells us that when Yontif falls out on a Sunday night, on a Motzai Shabbos, on a Sunday, then we say Havdalin Hoda'a like Rabbi Elazar, because there is no bracha v'atachon in Ladan Das, so we have to pick one of the other opinions. We don't pick Rabbi Akiva's opinion because he adds an extra bracha. We're not into adding extra brachos, but we pick Rabbi Elazar's opinion, we add it into Hoda'a. The Gemara says, yes, we paskin that way, but we're not sure how vigorously we support that approach. Do we say halacha, that we should actually teach that publicly, or matin, to only teach it privately, or modim, just that everyone agrees that this is what we do, or nirin, simply that we don't correct someone who does it this way, b'dieved, but not necessarily that we would recommend it. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba then told us the text of what we should say, that we included in the bracha of Atodienu, that's where we have Avdallah. Then the Mishnah, toward the end of Lamed Gimel and Beis, tells us certain phrases that are not appropriate to say in one's tefillah. A person should not say modim, modim. You have to be mishaskno, so quiet a person who says modim twice, because it looks like he's davening to two gods. Al tov yizachar shemecha. Someone says God should be remembered for the good. We quiet such a person down because we're mevarich al ra k'shem shemevarchan al tova. Al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha. Someone who says that God has rachmanus on the tzipor by the mitzvah of shiluach hakan. We quiet him down either because it's matil kinah b'maisa bereshis, makes the other creatures jealous that God only has rachmanus on the bird, or because it makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos into just nice ideas of rachmanus, but really they're gzeros and it has nothing to do with rachmanus. The Gemara then tells a story, someone who was saying a tefillah, and instead of just saying Akel HaGadol HaGibor V'Anora, he added on seven other praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Chanina was not happy with this. Yamtinu L'kul L'Shivchi D'Marech. Why, you think you're ever going to be able to finish saying all the shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No, you can only say those shvachim that the Anshei Knesset HaGadol are misakein. Beyond that, we have no permission to go beyond that. And then the daf ends by telling us HaKol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Mi'Yir Shemayim. It's very important, a person of Yir Shemayim, it's the only thing that's really up to us. And Ma'ashem Shol Me'imach, what does God ask from you other than Yir Shemayim? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Is Yir Shemayim such a milsa zutrusa? Is it such a small thing? So the Gemara has a famous line, yes, in L'gabi Moshe milsa zutrusahi. For a Moshe Rabbeinu, Yir Shemayim is a very small thing. We didn't get to that yet in today's daf, but we'll get to that tomorrow.